It's the Shropshire Stars football podcast on a Friday. And this week we've got regular reporters Chris Hudson and James Garrison speaking about everything to do with AFC Telford United and Shrewsbury Town Football Club.
So James, Shrewsbury Town go into the Christmas period on the back of a good victory last weekend.
Yes, Chris, 1-0 victory over Macclesfield. Continues the excellent run at the Greenhouse Meadow. 19 games now since they've lost there, going back to March the 1st. So, fantastic record, and it was never really in any danger at the weekend. Shrewsbury dominated the game, really, from start to finish. And you always felt it was a matter of when rather than if they were going to score. Chances didn't really flow in the first half. Some of the build-up play was excellent, but the final ball into the box perhaps lacked a little bit of quality. But once Shane Cansler-Sheriff broke the deadlock just after half-time, chances flowed. James Collins hit the inside of the post. Ian Sharps hit the bar. Macclesfield had a brief flurry near the end where they threatened to get what would have been an undeserved point, even though they didn't play too badly themselves. They worked hard, they were well organised. But Shrewsbury did more than enough to win and keeps them very much in touch going into the festive period.
And an interesting game. Looks like Graham Turner played the Tinker Man a little bit. Quite a few changes in the side.
Very much so. Three changes. I think we all thought there may be one, maybe two changes, but three changes, and leaving out both his strikers perhaps caught everyone by surprise a little bit. Certainly worked though. John Taylor came in and looked energetic and lively, and Tom Bradshaw and James Collins linked up well up front, even though they didn't have too many chances. As I say, Collins hit the post. Bradshaw didn't really have a sighting of goal. But it just shows, doesn't it, when if you're not performing, Graham Turner's going to make changes. He's got the players to make changes, so why shouldn't he?
And is that what it was for, performance, or is this squad rotation a la the Premier League?
I think so. I think if Marvin Morgan and Terry Gornell had performed well at Aldershot and Shrewsbury had won the game, I don't think he'd have changed it. So I think it does come down to performance a little bit. Marvin Morgan hasn't been fine in the net regularly recently, although he's been doing a lot of good work for the team. And Terry Gornell, for all his excellence earlier in the season, perhaps the last couple of games hasn't really hit the heights. As I say, if you've got a pairing like Collins and Bradshaw in the offing, whether it's ready to come in and make an impact, why not use them? So very interesting now to see what he does on Boxing Day.
Yeah, let's just talk Johnny Taylor for a second as well. There's a player who came in the second half of last season and set the club alight, really, and yet he's found it hard to get a look in this time around.
I think that shows exactly Shrewsbury's strength. As you say, Taylor was an integral part of the team that got to the playoffs, and obviously we were beaten by Torquay in the end, but he hasn't had a sniff really this season. He had to survive on a diet of substitute appearances. Lionel Ainsworth's been on good form since. Subsequently, Aaron Wilding's come in and done pretty well on the right wing. It was good to see Taylor back in there. He's such an infectious figure.
Classic pocket rocket, isn't
he? Absolutely. A little ball of energy, isn't he? Just never stops. And on Saturday, it was a real trademark performance from John Taylor. I spoke to him after the game because it would have been easy for him to get very down about things. He had the chance to go to Scotland to join Motherwell or Inverness in the summer. He rejected that, stayed with Shrewsbury, and has had to wait till the last game before Christmas to get his chance, but now it's up to him to take it, isn't it? He's got his place in the team. I suspect he may well have done enough to remain in at Cheltenham on Boxing Day, and it's up to him now to keep churning out the performances.
And what is the approach now to this week for Shrewsbury Town? I'm guessing they won't be tucking into the turkey like us on Sunday.
No, they'll be in on Christmas Day. It's one of the pitfalls of being a footballer. They have a great life, don't they? But working Christmas Day is one of the pitfalls. And preparing properly for what's a really huge game at Cheltenham on Boxing Day. And Graham Turner has stressed already, and I'm sure he'll continue to stress over the weekend. They've got to stay fully focused. There's lots of distractions, isn't there, at this time of year all round. They've got to stay totally focused on what the task in hand is and make sure they go and really cash in over this festive period.
Yeah, I don't think you can underemphasise, can you, just how big this game is for Shrewsbury on Boxing Day. You've got a Cheltenham side who are winning left, right and centre. They're 2 points above Shrewsbury. So it's a game that could see Shrewsbury in the automatic promotion zone or with quite a gap suddenly opening again.
It can do. We still haven't reached the halfway point of the season. So to over-egg it would be very easy. There's still a lot of football to be played. Nothing's going to be decided on Monday. But it is a chance to go and put a marker down. Cheltenham have done fantastically well. I think, with all due respect to them, everyone's been waiting for them to fall away and they haven't done it. So they're obviously there. They're there on merit. Neil Howarth, of course, plenty of Shropshire links from his times with Telford United. And Mark Yates are doing a great job down there. So it's not going to be easy for Shrewsbury. You seem to be waiting for them to slip up, and yet they keep churning out the wins. But Shrewsbury will be upbeat, won't they? Their away record is okay, nothing more. The home record is obviously holding up the promotion challenge at the moment. So there's perhaps a little bit of work to do away from home, but they've got every reason to be upbeat. They've got won six of the last seven games. They're going well. They look comfortable, so no reason to go there.
Until Aldershot, they had at least three away games in a row, wasn't it? So that side of their game seems to have improved.
Yeah, I think they've lost five away games, which is probably one or two too many for Graham Turner, the tough taskmaster that he is. They're not going to win every game away from home, are they? That goes without saying. But as you said, they're winning enough games to hold their promotion challenge up because of their home form. I'm sure Graham Turner would like a few more away wins, but they're ticking along very nicely at the moment.
Let's be optimistic for a second and assume that they've just brushed Cheltenham aside convincingly on Boxing Day. What follows after that over the Christmas period?
Yeah, it gets really busy then, I suppose. New Year's Eve, trip to Bradford, which would be a great way for everyone to see in the new year if Shrewsbury could get 3 points and the long trip back from Yorkshire. And then 48 hours later, they welcome Northampton to the Greenhouse Meadow. Obviously, Shrewsbury won 7-2 at Northampton at the end of last month. I don't think anyone should come to the Greenhouse Meadow for the first game of 2012 expecting the same. But it's another big opportunity, isn't it? Two teams who are in the bottom half of the table. Two teams who are reasonably big teams at this level, but who struggled badly. It's a big opportunity for Graham Turner's side. If they can get 7 points, 6-7 points out of the nine on offer over the festive period, I'm sure he would accept that as he deals with his next six-game chunk and looks for the 2 points a game that he thinks will get promoted. So I'm sure that would be the target over the festive period.
What's the James Garrison prediction for those three games?
I think they could get maybe seven, maybe two wins and a draw. I fancy them to draw at Cheltenham. And as I said, I think they'd be looking to win both at Bradford and the home game at Northampton. So I think if they get 7 points out of nine, they may well be in the top three after Christmas. So that will be the target. And as you say, just as interesting will be the team selection, because you look at the players who were on the bench on Saturday and weren't even in the squad, and there's a plethora of options for Graham Turner to go for. Moving on to AFC Telford, they've got a big doubleheader over the festive period against Wrexham.
Yeah, tough task for them, really. It's hard to emphasise again in that league just how difficult that is right now. Wrexham are unbeaten in 12. They're clear at the top of the table. And I think Telford would be happy, frankly, if they could come out of those games with two draws. They'd consider that a decent achievement, especially on the back of what happened to them down in Braintree last Saturday.
That was a big disappointment, wasn't it, down there? We heard at Shrewsbury they were 1-0 up, and I really fancied them to go on and win it there. To lose the game was a massive setback.
They started really, really well. I think they had an early chance within 5 minutes. Nathan Rooney should have scored, played a great 1-2 with Sean Newton, and then put his shot wide. And 2 minutes later, Jay Smith with a sweeter half volley as you could expect to see. It was a really corking finish, and at that stage I fancied Telford to go on, frankly, and win quite comfortably. Somehow the impetus went away from them, and then on the stroke of half time they conceded a very soft penalty. Ashley Kane had judged to have brought down his man.
Was it a penalty?
Nah, it's never a penalty. He won the ball clean. Andy Sinton went on about how you could see the ball move. Well, I must say, I thought it was a clean challenge. I thought the referee got it badly wrong, but they put it away, and credit to Braintree. Second half they came out, and it was not the best of second halves. And I've heard a lot of talk from Telford about the penalty decision, but I've got to say they had 45 minutes to try and put it right and never really looked like doing so. It was a poor second half to watch, and Braintree won it with a scrappy goal that I think summed up that second half. It was a ball into the box that normally you'd expect a defence to deal with, certainly at that level. They didn't do so, and Ben Wright's come in and tapped it in from close range.
What's it going to be like for Telford over there? The festive weekend, do they come in and train as well, or will Andy Sinton find it a little bit harder to bring his players in with, obviously they are still a part-time team, aren't they? So
I think he's planning to try and bring them in as much as he can over this Christmas week, and I think the thing for him is he's been moving towards bringing them in for daytime sessions wherever possible. It's always been difficult because of work commitments. He's got a few teachers in his squad, but they're on holiday now, so I think Andy Sinton sees a chance there, and he'll be telling them, well, you've got no excuses this week, get yourselves in. And yeah, I can see a few
Scrooge
training...
Scrooge Sinton, then.
Scrooge Sinton, indeed, yeah. He's definitely keen to get them working hard this week. He's made it clear to me that he doesn't want to run them into the ground. That's not the message he's sending out. He doesn't want to send them out absolutely knackered by the time they come up on Boxing Day, but he does want to take the chance to work on a few systems, work on a few team moves and whatever, that maybe he doesn't always get the chance to do with a part-time squad. So they'll be working hard. Not in Christmas Day, not quite on Shrewsbury Town's level, but they'll be on Christmas Eve, that's for sure, on Saturday morning. They'll do a session then, and they'll be sent off to do all the right things on Christmas Day, not eat too much, not drink too much, and turn up for a 12 o'clock kickoff on Boxing Day, ready to go.
And it should be a big crowd, shouldn't there? Obviously Wrexham, despite all their off-field difficulties they've had in the first half of the season, are going fantastically well. They'll bring a big crowd. I'm sure Telford numbers will be out in force as well.
Yeah, Wrexham have always had good travelling support wherever they go, and they're at this level they are one of the biggest clubs in the division. They and Luton stick out like a sore thumb, really, and I think Wrexham have talked about bringing around 1,000 to this one. I think you could probably add 200 or 300 more to that, and maybe even more, depending on what the weather's like on the day. And it's not too far a journey, about an hour for the Wrexham fans, and I think if you got, say, 1,200 Wrexham fans in the New Buck's Head and at least 2,500 from Telford, I reckon we could be pushing 4,000.
And just remind everybody when Telford head to Wrexham, is that New Year's Day, is it?
Yeah, New Year's Day is the return fixture. That one is still a 3 o'clock kickoff, and I think it's probably too late to change that now, so that should be staying the case. And another great game for Telford to look forward to. And it's funny how this season they've gone away to the biggest clubs and got some of their most impressive results. They drew at Luton, they drew at Fleetwood Town, they drew at Mansfield as well. And Fleetwood's the one that stands out for me. They were 2-0 up in that game. So there's no reason to go to the racecourse and be afraid if they play like they have done in those games.
A possible 6 points, gazing to your crystal ball. How many for Telford over Christmas and New Year?
Well, I have to be optimistic, so I'll put them down to draw the two games. I think that at home, if they play to their best, they tend to raise their games against these big sides. You never know, they need to catch Wrexham on a bit of an off day. And funnily enough, they've played some of their best stuff, as I just said, away from home. So I certainly think they can go to the racecourse, turn in a performance and maybe surprise Wrexham.
And a quick word about Market Drayton Town. They went to Sutton Coldfield and Evo Stickley Division 1 South last Saturday and picked up an absolutely stunning win.
Yeah, Jimmy Mullen's got them firing at the moment. He's a real character, Jimmy, and we always felt he could make an impact there, and he probably belongs at a higher level of the game, but he's doing the job for Drayton. What's his record now? Saying like one defeat in eight or nine?
I think it's nine. 4-1 win at Sutton Coldfield on 3G last week, which Drayton weren't used to. I think they play Lincoln United on Boxing Day, the 3 o'clock kickoff at Greenfield. So if you're short of a thing or two to do on Boxing Day and fancy getting the Christmas indulgences off, a trip down to Greenfield might not be the worst way to spend it.
Good stuff. Well, let's hope that they can deliver and make it a Shropshire hat-trick as well on Boxing Day. So best of luck to all our sides over this Christmas period.